about this. If you can find camouflage pants in a store, are they really any good?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you have any fears? My greatest fear in life is having a heart attack playing the game charades. Imagine clutching your chest and falling to the floor only to have people guessing. Seal, you're pretending to be a seal, that's it. No, Bob, I think it's a heart attack. Yes, heart attack. Okay, whose turn is it next? Wow, that was good. Get up, Phil. What do you fear? A lady named Shirley told me her two greatest fears, mice and heights. Seeing a mouse at the top of an escalator would be the end of her. When I was a child, the government instituted a mandatory drill for us first graders. The teacher would interrupt math class with a command to lunge beneath our desks and place our hands over our heads. It was known as duck and cover, and it terrified the kids. But not me. I loved it. It was the highlight of my day. I was too young to have the good sense to be frightened out of my mind. I had no idea that world leaders were experiencing itchy trigger fingers around nuclear weaponry. So some bureaucrat had the bright idea that children would be safest beneath wooden desks. Yes, this would be the key to survival in the event of a nuclear attack. Our teacher never climbed beneath her desk. She just walked around ensuring that we were following protocol. Hey, your hands are outside the perimeter. Put them back on your head. I imagined the day would come when I'd tell my grandchildren, yes, there was a nuclear attack, but we were fine. Others weren't, but we had very solid desks, and we hid beneath them. It's interesting that way back in 1955, more than 20% of Americans thought humans would disappear from the planet by 1960. Of course, that didn't stop them from building houses, acquiring mortgages, and investing in pension plans, but many thought it was the end. Fear is not new. Louis Pasteur discovered the principles of vaccination and pasteurization, and I would learn about them too after crawling out from beneath that wooden desk. Louis had such an irrational fear of dirt and infection that he refused to shake hands. President and Mrs. Benjamin Harrison were so intimidated by this newfangled thing called electricity that when it was installed in the White House, they didn't dare touch the switches. If there were no servants around to turn off the lights at night, the Harrisons slept with the lights on. Fear. We turn on the TV and the news anchor says good evening, then spends 3 hours telling us why it isn't. It's like we're still plunging beneath our desks, pulling our hands over our heads, allowing fear to steal the life and joy God wants us to experience. So, what can we do with our fears? During World War II, famous General George Patton was praised for his courage and bravery. He replied, "I am not a brave man. The truth is, I am an utter coward. I have never been within the sound of gunshot or in sight of battle that I wasn't so scared I had sweat in the palms of my hands." But when Patton's autobiography was published, he said this, "I learned very early in my life never to take counsel from my fears." Taking counsel from our fears will steal our joy. So remember two things today. One, it is impossible to live in peace while dining on paranoia. And two, the fastest way to peace is focusing on God's presence. Psalm 118:6 says, "The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" It's time we climb out from under those desks before we have a heart attack.
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.